Welcome to this week's Family Gamer Chat with Andy Robertson and Loz Guest, also broadcast on Kerrang Radio. Hi Loz, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad. I gather you're perhaps a touch jet-lagged. You've been off gallivanting to, was it San Francisco in the past few days?
That's right. Yeah, I went out to visit Toys for Bob, which are the developers behind a new game, Skylanders Spyro's Adventures. So, yeah, it was a nice trip.
But a long way to go just for a couple of days. Oh, you know what? People will be just sitting there going, oh, it's a shame for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a hard job. But I mean, as I always say, someone's got to do it. It might as well be me.
Dirty work. So, okay, this game, is it? I remember Spyro being that little purple dragon, you know, not particularly my cup of tea, but, you know, is there something there which the older gamer might get into?
Yeah, I mean, were you into Castle Crashers on Xbox Live?
Nope, never heard of it.
Oh, well, that's quite a good reference point, and it's a bit like, if I could go back further to say Golden Axe, the arcade fighting game, and that's the sort of the root of a lot of these side-scrolling sort of brawling games where you control multiple players on the screen at the same time. So Skylanders takes this, and as you progress, you level up your character.
Okay, sounds interesting. Is this on the Xbox 360 platform? Does it make use of the kind of Kinect technology on the PlayStation 3 with the Move? Is that what it's all about?
Well, actually, it's sort of going its own way. And the game comes with its own peripheral. And it's out on the Wii, the PS3, the 360, and the 3DS. And it comes with a set of toys. And you place these toys on this little portal thing. And magically, they appear in the game. So it doesn't use Kinect, but it's got some other stuff going on.
Oh, is that like that augmented reality?
Close. Yeah, I mean, that's another way to go. But it's not augmented because it is an actual toy that you put on there. So it's almost like augmented reality in reverse, because rather than the video game pulling your world onto the screen, it's the video game that's come out and is sort of, you have this physical little toy.
Okay, I've got no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds good. It sounds awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting visiting the people making it, because I imagine that these sort of, you know, ranges of toys you see in like Toys R Us and things like that are sort of just created by a committee. But basically, there was one guy there who's just this genius sculptor and came up with all these sort of wacky different characters. And then they took those and put them into the game. So although I was a little bit sort of suspect before going out, having seen it, I must admit, it looks pretty good.
Okay, and you got a free trip to San Francisco. You can't moan about that.
Yes, and we should disclose that too, I guess.
Okay, so when's this coming out?
It's out on the 14th of October.
Okay, one to look out for, potentially. I can't really get my head around it, so I'll just have to have a look online and just see what it's like when it gets to the shops. What else have you seen recently that you can recommend?
Well, I'm looking forward to Forza 4 that's out on the 14th as well, actually. Did you play Forza 3?
Yeah, I was a big fan of it. I got quite addicted to it for about 3 weeks, and then I just haven't played it again since. I got really into the career mode. Then I went online, and I just got completely and utterly spanked. By a bunch of people. It was so demoralising, I gave up.
Well, it's probably a bunch of kids. That's what I say when I lose.
With their faster reaction times.
Exactly. It's not fair.
Yeah, yeah, my wife keeps on taunting me with that one, I must admit. I'm like, no, it can't be. I'm not getting old. I can still take on... I can't take on these kids. So you're absolutely right. But is there anything special about this new Forza that we should know about?
Well, it's got some Kinect features this time round. And you know, I was a little bit suspect at first, but it seems to be integrated quite nicely into the game. It's got this head tracking feature where if you move your head slightly to the left or to the right, it adjusts your screen so you can see if the cars are on either side of you. And it's also got a really nice hands-free wheel that's much more accurate than the one you have with Mario Kart on the Wii, but it's wireless in the same way.
So that's on Kinect you're talking about here. So you're effectively got your hands in the air holding onto an imaginary wheel.
Well, you can do two things. You can just pretend and hold your hand in the air like that and feel a little silly.
Yes.
But for a more hardcore racer, there is actually a new physical Microsoft steering wheel that is wireless. And so you're holding something and that gives you much more control.
I see. That sounds good. All right. So that comes out when?
That's October 14th, so not long.
Brilliant. Okay, Forza 4 will be in the shops fairly soon. We've also got FIFA 12, which I know lots of people, myself included, are looking forward to, and that drops this coming Friday. But anything after FIFA that people might want to know about?
Well, there's a couple of big titles on the 3DS, Mario Kart 7 and Super Mario 3D Land.
Right, the big guns.
Exactly, yeah. I think Nintendo are working extra hard to try and really get as many of those 3DS consoles into people's hands as they can before this PS Vita hits the streets next year.
Okay, so 3DS versus PS Vita should be an interesting battle. Brilliant. Thank you, Andy. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks a lot, Loz. See ya.
Ta-da, bye.
Bye.